it kind of resented having to have just a special.
Right. Because I thought
you think all the teachers were teaching the same thing, you know, as far as those issues.
I think so. All the history teachers, you know, it was in our history books. That's what we taught. Mm-hmm.
But I'd heard some people say that, you know, that the history books earlier were kind of toned down the idea of the.
Well, see, I didn't move to the history department. I taught 19 years in PE, and then when I moved to the history department, they were not toned down.
Mm.
You know, and when I was in college, I don't remember them being toned down.
Mm. Something else I was going to ask that I didn't have wrote down in the paper, and I forgot what it was. Did you see the education system change after integration? As far as the quality?
Yes. Absolutely. I think as far as it brought a lot of the white down.
Think so?
And I don't think it brought a lot of the black up. It brought some of them. Now, do not get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're some of the brightest black young men and women that I know that I have taught and gone on and done really well.
Mm-hmm.
But and I think it's progressively got worse within the last 3 years.
I know that, you know, statistically on a national level, our education system
it's
is
dropped.
Way down on the bottom of the list.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's more that did not. You know, you had to find a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
When you teach, if you didn't, you know, if you you have a combination of kids in your class. You know, mm-hmm. some that's intellectual level is way up here, and some of them's way down there, and there's only one of you.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to find a middle level here that you've got to work with. And who got neglected to me was that bright student
mm-hmm.
the most. Because, you know, that middle level person may gather enough to get through because he's probably not going to go on to college anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know, that low level, you had to find a ground where they could all learn. And that was hard.
Most of the black students fell into that lower.
Majority was.
You think that, I guess what I'm getting at is the difference in the education system. Like, before integration, were they being taught things that were. When they came over to the white schools, were they behind? I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, I think they were behind. I think we've been playing catch-up ball ever since.
Mm.
But, I'm sorry, you don't smoke.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I think I asked before I went to the black teachers and administrators, didn't I?
We have a black administrator in the middle school.
Mm.
You know, the principal. You know, they of our of C.E. Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have a black assistant principal. I have lots of those. When I first went to Oxford, I had a black assistant principal when they integrated.
Yeah.
And black teachers. You know. My dear girl right across the hall from me is my dearest friend. She's black.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So to me, it was never that big of an issue.
Yeah, it seems like everybody I talk to, they say the same thing, so I wonder how it got to be an issue, you know?
With the children, I think, amongst them.
Mm.
You know, maybe their parents, I don't know.
Mm. I was thinking, you know, that it seems that now, instead of getting better,
it's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
It's coming from somewhere. I think it's that gang issue, tell you the truth, myself. And
I know they're not being. I know now they're not being taught in a school. You know, I think the education is leaning toward, you know, getting away from this segregationist attitude, but
it's but
coming.
Home,
it's
not.
Coming from somewhere. That's what I'm saying. It's
their home is. They're not. It's not. It's not coming. It's coming out of the home. You call their parents, and it's like I can't do anything with them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking Jason's got to go to bed sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would be him till he could not. I'd tie him down if I had to. You know, and be him. But they have that little air there that
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. But then there's still some that doesn't. But and then when the blacks brought in the gang, then the whites decided they'd be gangs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last 2 years of teaching has not been fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's been their attitudes toward their teachers are different. There's not ma'ams anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huh, which I don't answer if they say it to me, or you know. You have a lot of the black kids will you know, make some off the wall statement to get people to laugh, and then the next time a white one will, you know, I just give them back what they gave. I really never had any trouble with children at all in the high school, even up until then. It just was not the pleasure that it was. You know, I used to, I couldn't wait to get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't wait to get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 2 years, it's like, you know, I'm thinking, how am I going to, you know, I know how things I got to deal with today.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got to the red light up there, I took my smile out of my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And said, let's just go get it. That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss them. Mm-hmm. You know, how many days I've cried since January that I didn't get to finish the year with my children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had black and white at the Civic Center. Up to 165 I kept. I showed the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to show the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe it's just...
I think it's home. Honestly, basically home. I don't know. Or just a few that are drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you don't have anything and you come with me and I'll make sure that, you know, I have seen kids go from, you know, eating free lunches to wearing gold rings and gold necklaces and gold everything.
Mm-hmm.
Black children.
Mm-hmm.
And money in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's...
Do you see that as much in the white children?
No. And then I see the hostility from the white, but because they incite.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore they incite.
Mm-hmm.
But you would not be surprised. I mean, yeah, I've seen watch change.
Mm-hmm.
And some white kids too, yes. But not as many as black. I think it's drug related.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
It's sad, you know, if you come up with an answer, you would, you know.
But what is that answer?
I know, that's the...
I'm not sure that, you know, who usually ends up keeping all those babies or their grandparents, all
mm-hmm.
those black community babies or their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the worst of it all, of all the children that gets affected the most with this, and this may sound prejudicial to you, but it's not to me. I have dear friends, but it's that child that has a mixed mother and father, and they're not ever quite accepted on the same level.
On either side.
And it's usually, they have a side to settle on, it's usually a black grandparent that takes them in. And then they are really hostile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a little bit of an attitude. And maybe that's just for observation's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I know that if Buddy had been alive, that would not have ever occurred. I don't know what I would do, but I know he's my son, and I would love him regardless of what he does do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how he turns out in life, whatever he so chooses as his, I would love him.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have never been that way if Buddy was still alive.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What do you think about this Humphreys fellow down in Weddell?
Yeah, I think he's a loon. You don't know the truth.
He's running for superintendent now, too, isn't he?
Yes. I think he should just get out of the picture. Leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if he started it. I don't know if he said all the things that was said he said. I don't know the burning situation, who did. You know, I don't know.
I know it's a mess, though.
It's a mess. And I know that my dearest friend, Alice Hurd, that's her hometown.
Really?
And she goes through there and she's so devastated because there's always people lined up everywhere, marching, coming in and marching. And
I used to go to that town a lot, and it was so quiet.
Oh, yes, and she loves it. See, that was her dad's old home place.
Mm-hmm.
And she still has to take care of his estate, and she hates to go down there by herself anymore because of it.
Mm.
And that's sad. But if they could just, you know, if he could just step out of the picture and let all new people start back in, maybe things could just
mm-hmm.
be as they were. Whether he was guilty of what he did or not, you know, he's never going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he's in that picture, it's never going to be the same.
He seems to represent everything that black people say white people are.
Right.
You know.
To me, he does.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I see pictures of him on TV and he fits that.
Oh, yes.
Stereotype of that white supremacist type
right.
person that, you know.
I agree with you.
And I think if you're going to be in education, especially in this system here, you're going to have some type of balance. You can't.
That's exactly right.
But
I agree with you.
don't know if I've got all these questions off of here yet or not. Let's see. I think I did. Do you remember anything about the violence in Birmingham?
Not really. I remember.
I'm not sure what year that occurred. It was in the 50s or 60s.
It was in early 60s or 50s, but I remember seeing it on TV and thinking, what in the God's going on?
Yeah.
You know, why all of this? And, you know, not knowing what side to choose or pick. Because, like I said, we were raised, you know.
You think being raised in the country kind of buffered you from what was going on?
Yes, I think it did.
Because I know that even in Aniston, you know, they burned that bus when the Freedom Riders came through. And
yeah, I remember the lady that taught with me, her husband burned the bus.
Oh, really?
And J.B. Stovall. And I'm not sure if that
I come to the right place for this interview.
I'm not sure that he didn't help set up some of that situation there. Imogen Castro's husband.
Oh, really?
Yes, and she caught with me. Right.
How did they see it? Did they see it as they were coming through to start trouble?
Yes.
Or kind of
defined
what defiance stood for?
Right, you have defied me, so now we'll show you what defiance is about.
Mm.
Retaliation kind of thing.
Mm.
You know, and it was just a certain minimum group of people that felt that way. It wasn't everybody. Not everybody would have wanted a bus burn. Everybody would have wanted that. It was just that small little group of people that...
It seems like it's two small groups on each side.
That's
that keeps
right.
The whole thing from being...
Balance.
Everybody seeing as each other's human beings.
Right.
You know?
And that's what we all are. God made us all just, you know, I've told many a child, but by the grace of God, that was you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just by that, just by the grace of God. I could have been black.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been this whatever. You could have been white. Then what would you do? What would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? Hispanic, whatever.
Yeah.
And he just so chose me as he punched it. Mother used to say that they'd punch us out among the button. You black, you white, you black. You know, when we were little. And that's how we all got here. The good Lord did that.
One thing that I've been reading about Martin Luther King getting ready for this interview, and his opinion was that it wasn't just black people. That the thing was, you know, that segregation was about poor white people.
Right.
Hispanic.
Right.
Anybody that fell into the group of being lesser than the quote supreme white person.
Right.
You know. And I never really thought about it like that.
Well, that's how I think about it too.
Because, you know,
come here.
The way the voting thing was, you know, if they declared you illiterate, you couldn't vote, whether you were white or black.
That's right. And that's what I told you about burning the crosses. I can remember crosses burning white yards just as much growing up as I did black, because they didn't take care of their families, or they didn't take care of their kids, and you do this or else we'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm the same way. That's the way I thought. I don't think it was black, a total black issue.
So maybe somebody just throw this race thing in there to cover up the real problem, the class, you know.
Make it a class problem.
You don't fit into this certain class.
Right.
Person.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you doing this interview with me.
Well, you're welcome, and I hope I've helped you some. I don't know if I have or not, but
sure.
It's been a pleasure.
Did y'all learn anything? You did? Well, good. We'll talk in something.
Oh, okay.
Let's put this thing off.